Great Northern Railway presents Empire Builders. Tonight's playlist is offered as a tribute to the men who served in the World War.
We got to serve the 80th here, Hank. This is going to be the biggest reunion we've had yet.
Say, I'm waiting for that delegation from Green Valley to come in. There's an MP in it I've been looking for since the night of September 24th, 1918. I want to welcome him with a fisty cup.
You better be careful, monkey. I remember once you got full of cognac and tried to bust a leatherneck MP on the nose up at Hannonville.
Go on. There never was no MPs at Hannonville.
There was so. This one was a big guy, about as big as Red Minahan, the one-pounder sergeant. And little old Hank tried to pick a poke at him. Oh, man. Hank looked like a D. John Frank in an SOS crap game.
Yeah, well, just the same, you wait till that MP gets here.
What are you going to do, Hank? Stand on a chair and hit him in the stomach?
Oh, he'll just hide behind Eisenhower. Who won the war?
Say, that reminds me. Remember when that truckload of 5th Division MPs come through D-Church after the war and we hollered that at him and one of them piled up to take pics on him?
Yeah.
Hank was standing there and he yelled, "Hey, gang up 33rd, here's the 5th Division." Boy, was that a row. Somebody kissed me with a riot stick and I woke up under the table in the Victor Hugo Cafe.
You felt right at home, I suppose.
Yeah, you betcha. I just hollered out from under the table, "Uncle Cognac." And the old lady, she come right back. Wee Monsieur Bobless there without even looking.
Hey, that was pretty good. Say, Bob, who are you waiting for? Anybody in particular?
I hope you're spitting your match. Friend of mine, old guy with gray hair.
Not that old guy that you was running around with the 11th of November up there at Dunkirk.
That's the guy.
Why, I thought he lived way out west.
He does. I know him for the war, you know, so I wrote him about our youth reunion. And I got a wire day for you. I think he was coming. I expect him on the Empire Bill. What about you now?
Yeah. From the sound of that drum corps, the train must be due right now. Well, music, huh?
What'd you say? Huh? Up there, drum corps, too much for us to hear you. What'd you say?
There you can stand there, soldier.
Oh, yeah? I'll bet you was an MP.
Go on now, go on. Shake your foot.
Oh, how would you like a big smack in the foot, buddy?
Say, now listen, run. Be on your way before I step.
That's all right, officer. The town belongs to these men. Don't bother them unless they start beating up MPs.
Yes, sir, your honor. Don't mind me, me good men.
Ah, don't worry. We won't offer the funny face.
Ah, good luck.
Well, old timer.
Well, Bob Lester. Say, it's sure good for sore eyes to see you again. How have you been treating us? Hey, you're getting fat.
Yeah, sure. Since I stopped dining on goldfish and beans with molasses on them, I've been eating regular. And often. Hey, you remember Dutch Lena, don't you, old timer? Hank Steiner?
Oh, I sure do. Say, if it hadn't been for you boys, I'd have starved or been shot or west the first armistice day. Say, how are you, Doug?
Oh, I'm okay, old
timer. And how are you, Hank?
Oh, I'm full of pep and vinegar, old timer. How are you?
Praise be.
Sure glad you got here, old timer. Hank, he's a looking for an MP that he knowed once. And now you can protect him when the MP shows up.
No. Now listen, Dutch, I don't want no truck for the MP. I got enough of them in the war.
Ah, the devil with the MP. Come on, let's go on up to the hotel. Hey, old timer, you got a bunk with us. Ain't no room for nobody in town. But we saved you the top of the bureau in our room.
Say, boy, I won't fit no bureau, Tom. Better let Hank have it. He's more of a size.
He can't, though. Hank's sleeping in one of the drawers.
Oh, I am not. I am not the big fella.
Ah, button your face and let's go.
Well, excuse me, boys. I was wondering if you weren't in the 131st Infantry.
Sure was. All except the old-timer here, and he's kind of out of it, remember.
I thought I remembered you. My name's Neil. Charles N. Neil.
Captain Neil. Why, you don't be at all. Say, listen, Captain, meet the old-timer here, will you? This is Captain, my school, old-timer.
Hello.
Howdy, Captain. Howdy.
You don't live here, do you?
Well, sort of. You see, I'm the mayor here.
The mayor? Well, I'm a son of a gun. Ain't that the nuts? Say, Captain, I wondered why that big yay-hole of an MP was so polite. Say, come on up the hotel with us, Captain, and let's pan the rest of the office.
Delighted. You're the first boys I've seen out of the old outfit. After I was wounded, I got sent to a hospital in New York. And I finished the ward drilling replacements at St. Anwar.
St. Agony, huh? Yeah, I know.
I was Mud, J.P., and the brigade that didn't salute some 90-day wonder.
You see, Captain Neal used to command our outfit, old-timer.
Well,
but he got shot in the head with a hunk of G.I. can of cotton, boy, and that's the last we see of him. Man, did we eat when the captain had the country. Yes, did you know they made that pretty
Come on now,
boys. Let's get in here for a
second. Come on,
let's get together.
Hey, see what a swell hotel, just like the Revere House.
Well, gents, welcome to the bivvy.
Well, huh?
Ice water, bottle openers, beds, and everything.
Hey, where's the ginger ale?
I'm to see you again. I spent mine in the officers' club at St. Agony, wishing I was back with the outfit.
Officers' club me eye, Captain. You mean some cake.
Nick, she's a mayor, dummy, isn't he?
That's pretty close to it, Dutch. I suppose you fellows were all with the old outfit.
Hello? Hello, get up, you guys, will you? I want to phone. Hello? Room service, please.
Yeah, we hopped over the morning of the 10th, up there at Doncourt, about 20 kilometers in front of Mess. Got ourselves all jammed up in a little woods they called, Hey, what did they call it, Jack?
Oh, I can't pronounce the frog name, but it means the woods of the tall pines.
Hello, operator. Say, I want some ginger ale and ice. Yeah, ice, baby, and lots of it.
Well, it was quite a mess. We got in there, and the Jerry's got around on two sides of us and laid down a barrage behind us. So there we was, the whole 2nd Battalion. We didn't have nothing to eat and not very much ammunition the morning of the 11th. It was raining as usual, and say, it gets cold in that part of France around November. Boy, oh boy, it just freezes a brass muscle.
Hello, yeah? Ginger ale. J-I-N-G-E-R-A-I-L. Can't understand English.
Well, we heard the usual rumors about an armistice, but we didn't pay a whole lot of attention to it. Along about 8 o'clock the morning at 11, we was all laying around in the mud.
This is Paralysis 1. Yes, you fool. This is the 2nd Battalion, and I'm the commanding officer. Don't you know your code names? Want to let the whole German army know who we are?
This is Captain Miller. I'm here at the regimental
PC. Oh, excuse me, Captain Miller. Yes?
I want to know how many men your battalion has actually fought.
You want what?
You know how many men your battalion has actually fought?
Extra soft? No, sir. I haven't any idea how many of this battalion have extra stuff. We're fighting a war up here, Captain, if you don't mind. And I'm afraid I haven't time to act as valet to my whole battalion.
Can we do anything for you, Hartfield?
Well, you might devote a little of your valuable time to figuring out a way to get me some ammunition. And maybe something to eat.
How about water?
Water? My God, man, this isn't the Sahara Desert. Let me talk to Pliable One.
Oh?
Pliable One.
Oh, oh.
The old man, the colonel, old Joe.
Oh, Colonel Sandhorn.
Yes, thanks. Damn fool.
Pliable One.
Hello, Colonel. Yes, sir. I guess we can hang on for a while. Pretty hot place, though.
I'm going to the dugout, and you know
it. Dugout? I should say not. I'm in a shell hole, 100 yards from my firing line, sir.
Well, we'll go and get some ammunition and rations for you by noon if we can.
Thanks. If you can get something through, we'd appreciate it. We sure need it. May I speak to Captain Miller again, sir? Thank you.
Captain Miller talking.
Captain Miller?
Yeah?
I just thought of something.
What is it, Major?
Wouldn't it be an excellent idea if you could have a skylight in your dugout?
Skylight? Oh.
You might get to see some of the war. That guy is a wonder. Why did I ever want to play soldier? What do you want, Sergeant?
Got any ammunition, Major?
Not a nickel's worth, Sergeant. Who wants it?
Lieutenant Casey, sir. You only got 5 rounds to a man and about 200 for the show.
Well, have to make that do, Sergeant. Tell Casey not to do too much shooting. And save as much as he can for the show in case of an attack.
Yes.
Now, old-timer.
Yeah, I wish them Jerrys had quit throwing things. Yeah, hello, who's this?
It's me, Hank. Say, have you got anything to eat?
Oh, certainly, sir.
Will you have some nice filet mignon?
Or some wolf? Or some roast turkey and some pumpkin pie? How'd you like to go to hell?
Well, not now. I got something. Look.
Give me some of that.
Let me
have a tail. Come here,
let me
pull. Let me
this, George. Here, let me. Gosh, a few better now. You know, I don't hate them Jerrys near so much now. They haven't got another can of that stuff, have you, Hank?
Nope. There was a guy bumped off over in the first platoon a little while ago, and I souvenired his pack. One of them replacements, you know. Had his iron rations and everything, right down to extra shoes. How do you like them?
They look swell, Hank. He must have been a big guy, though.
Yeah, they do fit a bit extra, but a pair of shoes is a pair of shoes these days.
I'll say. Say, old-timer. Them's nice shoes you got on.
Hey, don't you go admiring my shoes, boy. I don't crave no machine and gavere bullet in my slat.
No what?
Machine and gavere bullet. That's what the Jerrys call machine guns.
You talk Dutch, old man?
Yeah, pretty well.
But for Pete's sake, don't let anybody hear you talking it. Some of these eggs is jumpy peckerbutt spies, and they might grab you by the neck. Man, you'd be in a fix if anybody did grab you off. You're A.W.L. from that railroad and engineer outfit of yours. No dog tag. Nobody but us knows who you are.
And ever since Bob swept them potatoes out of the farmer's field back in Perigo, why, nobody believe him if he swore on a Bible.
No, sir, you better not talk no Jerry around here.
Hey, what are you men doing there? The whole German army can come over here and slap you all down, you never even see them. Snap out of it. This is a war. Hey, who's this man?
What man? Who?
You know what, man? I mean this old guy here. I never saw him before. Say, who are you, soldier? And what was all this about Jerry talk, huh? Come on, speak up.
Well, Lieutenant, they call me the old timer around where I come from. Tell you the truth, I don't rightly belong to this outfit.
Uh-huh. A-W-L, eh?
No use lying to you, sir. I belong to the 13th Engineers Railroad, D Company, Great Northern Railway. I heard the war was about over, and I snuck away to see these boys and see what the real war was like before it was over. Yes, and I've been finding out.
Well, beat that. Back in the SOS, and you go A-W-O-L and come up here. Say, what do you think I am, Vic? Listen, I heard you guys talking about Jerry's and speaking German. I know you three well enough, but I don't know this man. You come with me back to the major.
What, Lieutenant?
Never mind up what. Come on, you, with me.
All right, sir. I'll leave my ammunition with these boys. Here you are, fellas. That's divided amongst you, but I'll be back.
Yeah, maybe you'll be back.
The mud is up to a guy's neck.
What's this? What do you want, Lieutenant Douglas?
Major, I think this bird's a spy.
A spy? You've been reading Diamond Dick. What's your name, soldier?
They call me Old Diamond, sir. I told the lieutenant
he
here that I was...
German, Major.
German, eh? Are you a Jerry soldier?
No, sir. I ain't no German. I'm a master engineer. Junior grade, B Company, 13th Engineers, Railway. The Great Northern Bank. I come up here just...
AWOL, eh?
Yes, sir, I am. I came 8,000 miles to get in this year war, and they put me to running a depot on a narrow-gauge railroad back there at Tronville. I've been doing that long enough, but I come up here to see some war at close range.
Well, you seeing it?
You're darn tootin', Major. I seen about all I want.
Major, I tell you, he's a spy.
Now, listen to me a minute, young fella. I'm getting doggone good and tired of being called a spy, and that by a young squirt that ain't dry behind the ears
yet.
Now look here. You see them ribbons? I got them chasing moros down on the islands when you was reaching for a bottle.
Yeah.
And a milk bottle at that. And I've never been called a spy yet by nobody that ever got away with it.
Yeah.
See, I scun you, by golly, when you was boy scouting. And I'm over here, old as I am, to do a job of soldier. And I'm getting sick and tired of being called a spy by some skinny kid shavetail that
you?
Don't know the difference between a field marshal and a court marshal.
Major, you hear that? Off of our charges.
Don't worry, Douglas. No old-timer with a vocabulary like that to German spy. You better get back to your platoon. I'll take care of this man here.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Douglas.
Yes.
Hello. Paralysis one. What? Say that again? Yes, sir. You said I am, sir. Thank you, sir. Hooray! Hooray! The war's over! The war's over! That's it!
I spoke too soon.
Here, Douglas, get down here in the shell hole with me. I don't want to get bumped off now. Pass the word to the first line that the war's over at 11 a.m.
After I laid that shave tail out, the phone rang. And the major says, the war is over.
So you bald young Douglas out, did you, old-timer?
I had.
Well, he had it coming to him for months. The darn 90-day wonder.
My golly, fellas, I believe the war is over.
Don't it seem quiet and funny?
Yeah.
I'll bet those guys over there under the shelter have with their toes sticking up. They think it's quiet, too.
Yeah. That is tough for them. Knocked off the very morning the war ended. But it is over, ain't it? Gosh, you know, I'm almost comfortable, even with this rain dripping down my neck.
Well, I'd rather have the rain dripping down my neck than a flock of machine gun bullets.
Hey, guys, what'd you do if somebody come along and told you they were only fooling? Huh? That the war wasn't really over after all?
Well, I'd tell them to go kiss my foot.
Me, I'd drop dead.
Hey, listen, what's that?
Well, that must be Paul Revere.
Hang up! Hey, out of that! The dairies are coming! The jerrys are coming.
I know that. By Judas, they've been fooling me ever since I got into this man's army. They give me size 17 shirts and number 11 shoes. They feed me with plum and dried grass. And now they hand me a line about...
Come on, you bitch! Get going! The jerrys are coming back!
And
out of your house!
I'll go take a fly and jump at the moon.
Hey, camarades, americanos, keep your eyes closed. Hey, you're having
stealing
cigarettes here.
Come on, come on, come on, here, man, kind of a thing coming out of this. He gets up for buying.
Hey, what the?
Say, Bob, I don't think them jerrys are mad. In fact, I know they ain't. Listen to what they're saying.
Don't mean nothing to me, except when they say camarades.
Hey, Americanos just were talking. They're freaking out. Come drink with me.
Hey, where are you going, old timer?
Did you hear what that Jerry said? He said, come and have a drink.
Gangway. Oh, Gangway. Hey, get off of my
face. Now, the kids in Americana. It's such a creep for my ears since we don't call it breed on it, huh? We haven't needles to sing in. Und auch zu rauchen, aber nichts zu essen. Wollt ihr nicht etwas Brot, der Zigarren oder Zigaretten umtauschen? Hier, Amerikaner, willst du eine Zigarre haben?
Oh, thanks, boy. I mean, danke schön. Trick your man English.
Listen at the old timer. He sure can sing the Terry talk, can't he?
Hey, shut up, Doug. Maybe you'll get a drink first.
Yeah, sure. I English speak. What will you, good sir?
Hey, what you got to drink?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
No, the wine have, and also the suckman of it. It is very good, huh? For the war to not be. Brothers we are now.
Oh, huh? Brothers, huh? No brother of mine ever shot at me with a machine gun.
Haven't
you got some, Dr. Hunt? Kind Bruder von ihm hat mir mit dem Maschinengewehr nach ihm
geschossen. I did not.
Aber now, mein Freund, we will not more shooting the Maschinengewehr by you. It is peace, yes. And we shall all friends be with old and wise wine and put out a little soup snuff.
Huh? Oh, snuff! You get it, buddy. Give me.
Oh.
Americana, how have you boys got anything to eat? I've heard you've got some beef and salmon, is that right?
Hey, where'd you learn to speak such good English, guy?
I was in Milwaukee many years, a bartender by Henry Fitz place. Excuse, have you got salmon, please?
Huh? Oh, you mean goldfish.
Sure, right, it's just come up a little while ago. There's plenty of goldfish. Well, maybe you have corned beef, bully beef, not. I will give you schnapp.
Oh, drink? Hey, man, if you can have all the goldfish and corn, Willie, you can eat. Just let's see that snops you're talking about.
First, Mr. Goldfish, please. In Milwaukee, by bartending, I learned that. First the price, and then the drink. Not so?
I've got it just for your life. Wait, I'll go get you some iron rations, but hang on to that bar.
Iron I don't want, but goldfish, Mr. Bullybeard.
Oh, hell! We're falling in! Fall again!
What happened then, Bob?
Oh, nothing. We left the German officer standing there and kind of wandered back to where all the whistles were blowing and the bugles tooting. There was the outfit, falling in, just like they would after a day out in a rifle range. We gathered up our tools and went along. Of course, there was a few other guys that couldn't come along with us.
What's the matter?
Why, they were dead. There was a battalion of the 132nd come up to relieve us. And they stayed there and got all the snuffs and the tailor-made cigarettes that Jerry's had.
Say, who's sitting on that cork screw?
You remember going down the road to Hannonville that night, Bob?
Remember it.
Say, I'll never forget it.
And say, remember the fireworks.
Fireworks?
Yeah. The Jerry's had more fireworks than you could shake a stick at. Them big Bengal flares you put on the ground for airplanes. And caterpillar rockers and very light. And star shells and...
See, you could figure out the whole front for miles by the fireworks the Jerry's were shooting at. It was some sight.
Answer the phone, Hank.
Oh, all right, yeah. Yeah?
What happened to you, old-timer? Did you get back to the outfit all right?
Yes, I got back. Captain says, where you been, Sergeant? I says, yes, sir. And that was the end of that. He never asked me any more about it.
Well, all right, let me talk to the man.
Well, she was a good war while she lasted.
Yeah, and she lasted plenty long for me.
Hello? Are you the manager? Say, I've been told that they won't send up any ginger ale or ice to this room. Is that right? Huh? What? No ginger ale or ice? Well, can you beat that? They're still fooling the troops.
Empire Builders has endeavored to bring you tonight a picture of what actually happened along the many miles of frontline trenches when word was received that the World War was over. The story was written by an American Army officer who was there. The playlist featured Harvey Hayes as the old-timer. This is Ted Pearson speaking. Empire Builders comes to you from the Chicago studios of the National Broadcasting Company.
Westinghouse KYW, the Chicago Herald and Examiner Station.